Go ahead. We've got the recording started, and Tim, have you met Jennifer? I should have introduced
her. Yeah, last time I was here.
Okay, good.
I believe.
It wasn't she?
Oh, what?
Natasha.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you haven't met, this is Jennifer
I'm
Gowans.
sure I did.
All the
emails.
Not yet.
Working on that.
I need a moment.
Oh, well,
We have
others.
so yeah, we do. So anyway, Jennifer is our new administrative assistant that is helping with our PID stuff. So
Okay.
I apologize I didn't introduce you before, but anyway, so we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. For purposes of the recording, we have in attendance here today our full board. We have David Sterling, who is connecting remotely. Oh, and we just lost him.
Oh,
Okay.
good calling.
Yeah, he may call back. We'll keep going here. We just lost David, but we do have the in-person here at the anchor location, Brent Mosier and Tim Tibbett. So we do have a quorum of the board. Also here is Sheldon Clymer from CLA and myself, Matt Entz from Snow Jensen and Reese, and Jennifer Gowans also from Snow Jensen and Reese. So we'll go ahead and jump into the agenda items. We have our standard consent items. First, to approve the minutes of the last board meeting held on April 26th. And I know Jennifer circulated those minutes before the meeting. Do you guys have any questions about the minutes? Okay. Well, let's see. I should probably address payment applications and requisition requests. I know we had some, Brent, that we were working on for you. Maybe we just can we talk for a second, Jennifer, about where we're at on those? Did we get all those out, or are we still working on stamps?
Everything's out except we need the Dixie Power to go out, and we're waiting for signatures from Carl and
Okay.
Brett.
From Carl and Brent on those. Okay.
So that's what Dixie Power portions are.
Several.
Oh, 1.2.
Yep.
So Brent, if you have some
I'll look at it.
links in your email,
Yeah, probably there. I just sorry. I didn't.
okay. Yeah, that's
I have to
fine.
rattle this page once.
It's okay. Okay, so I would look for a motion to approve the consent items.
So
I'll make a motion. Go ahead. Second.
Okay, so we have a motion from Tim and a second by Brent. And David, welcome back. Hope you can hear us. Oh, looks like you muted yourself. Anyway, we'll call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
David, we can't hear you. Can you unmute yourself? You might be able to unmute him too, Jennifer. Okay. Well, we'll go with that. We got two out of three votes, and so that passes. We want to move on to the action items. The first action item is to actually, I think I'm going to take these out of order if you guys are okay with this. I think, Shelby, would you rather review the financial statements first? Okay, why don't we do that then? We'll give the floor to Shelby so that she can do a review of the most recent quarterly financial statements, and then we'll do the budget item.
All right. Can you all see the financials on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So these are financials as of September 30, 2023. So at the end of September, total assets for the district just under 8.4 million. Of that, about 8.3 million is in the capital projects fund, which includes that city performance fund of 3.6 million, and then about 102,000 in the debt service fund from pledged revenues. Total liabilities recorded about 4,400 for current consulting costs that would be paid after the month. And that brings total fund balances to 8,378,000. So moving into the budget to actual, this is the general fund. So top section here are the expenditures. Through September, about 31,000 compared to the annual budget of about 51,000. So things are still trending in line with budget year to date. And then we've recorded a transfer from other funds of just under $31,000 from the capital projects fund, as those costs are paid through the project funds. And then next page is the debt service fund. So here we have revenues of about $102,000. And I actually wanted to ask a question on this as we were putting together the financials. There's a deposit of this amount. This is higher than what the what we were anticipating to see for property taxes. So I wasn't sure if the board or Matt, you had any additional insight into this on if this was truly a property tax deposit, or if you have any insight into that.
I'm not sure what else it would be. I think the only revenue we've seen is just the property tax from the county.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, at least we sent that over.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, more revenue is never, a bad thing. So, and then expenses, about $4,000, which was just the annual fee to UMB for the paying agent fees. That was also paid through a transfer from the capital projects fund, leaving the just under $102,000 here. So as a reminder, payments on the bonds are due March 1st. So taxes received in this year would be applied to the March 1st, 2024 payment in the spring. And then last fund is the capital projects fund. So we have interest income revenue of about $309,000. You can see that's significantly higher than the budget, just with the rising interest rates that we saw over the course of the last 12 plus months. Capital outlays about $2.9 million through September. We have the transfers out to the general debt service fund of about $35,000, which leaves just under $8.3 million available here. So, and then the last, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, with UMB.
Yeah. And then the last two pages, we, under accounting standards, were required to include the budget notes from the 2023 budget. So those are included as well. So any additional questions on the financial statements from anybody?
And Shelby, I saw that you circulated these. It was either yesterday or earlier today. I can't remember, but you guys should have copies in your inboxes. Okay. Great. Okay. Yeah. Well, why don't we just roll into the budget discussion then, Shelby? And by way of introduction, you guys have done this a couple times now, so you know how it goes, but we're required to have two budget meetings a year at a minimum, one to adopt a tentative budget, and then we set up a date for a public hearing after which we can adopt the final budget, and that's for 2024. And so today we're adopting potentially the tentative budget that Shelby has prepared, and then we'll talk about a date for the second meeting to adopt the final budgets. Hey, Shelby.
All right, thanks, Matt. Okay, so this was also just distributed this morning. So I'll kind of walk through and stop me with any questions along the way. This first page is a summary page. It pulls the information for all funds together. So we typically don't really spend any time here, but we'll go to the individual fund pages. So first one we have is the general fund. So again, I think you all are familiar with the layout here. We have 2022 actuals, the 2023 approved budget, the actuals year to date, which are those that we just reviewed, what we estimate for 23, and then 2024. So we'll focus primarily on that 2024 budget column. So for the general fund, we have in a budget of about $52,020. As a reminder, it was projected that there'd be a $50,000 kind of base G&A expenditure each year. And then kind of allowed for a 2% inflator on that each year. So the $52,000 is consistent with that. So that's primarily accounting and legal services, as well as the annual audit, and then the required insurance through the Utah Local Governments Trust. We do show a transfer in of about $52,000 to fund those expenditures. We do project that to come from the debt service fund in this next year, which we'll look at here in a moment. So next page is the debt service fund. We project to start the year with that $102,000, which comes from the property taxes received this year. I've put in a budget of about $94,000 for the property taxes that did come from the tax rate site. So if anybody has additional insight on that or believe that's too low, let me know. Put in a pretty conservative amount for interest income on those funds. And then for expenditures, the annual paying agent fee to UMB, the bond interest estimated about $140,000, which is really a combination of the property taxes received this year, what's anticipated to be received early in 2024 to then be available for that March 1st payment. And then here's that $52,000 transfer to the general fund to cover the admin costs. And then last fund is the capital projects. So here, a couple of notes for the 2023 estimates. We were about 2.9 million through September. I put in an estimate of 4 million. So again, board, if you feel like that's, you know, way too high or way too low, let me know and we can adjust that for the final. And then for 2024, put in a small amount of interest income and then kind of appropriated all remaining funds that were projected to be spent then in 2024. So let me pause there. Any questions, comments, feedback?
Yeah, this is Denver.
Yeah, that's where the actual funds are held is all.
So we've got funds
that have already been distributed to the escrow, yes. Yeah.
But we've got excess funds there too that we're drawing from.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are borrowings.
Oh, yeah. Those are your bonds with the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does she do those two?
No, it's on there.
Yeah.
Those shows the 26 that went over to State Bank.
Yeah.
Right.
So that already came out in the prior budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's the option.
Any other comments, questions?
Else? Nope. Sound like it.
All right. Well, then you will plan to see pretty much this exact same budget when we meet again in November or December. So if there's any questions that come up or changes, you know, between then, feel free to email me and we can update that.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Shelby. Let's let's talk for a second just about dates before we get a motion here. So Jennifer, I'm going to let you help me interpret that since you. So tell us what our availability is.
Okay, so the first one that I have, where we already have the phone call meeting scheduled as an option to piggyback onto that time at 10 a.m., which would be November 3rd,
okay.
Or there's 1 p.m. that day as well.
And that's a Friday.
Friday.
Right? Okay.
Yep. And then we've got.
Let's see. Yeah, that's a couple of weeks. That's actually that one's a little too close. Yeah, we have time to do our public notice, so we better go to the next one.
So then the next one puts us the week of Thanksgiving, and it's November 21st at 1:30. That's a Tuesday.
Tuesday the 21st.
I'll have to zoom in. I can come up to maybe.
Okay. But you're always welcome to zoom for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Or Friday, December 1st. And again, you've got the 10 a.m. meeting phone call. We could do like 11 or after that.
Okay.
I think without Friday was pretty open. And then the following Friday on the 8th, anytime until 2:30.
Yeah, any of those later dates will work for me. Thanksgiving week.
Prefer one of the December dates, then
it
probably.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we?
These closed room dates, like you say, are not really workable.
Yeah. Why don't we shoot for December 1st? And
I could probably come back up then. I'll probably be two for the next week.
Okay.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Friday. That would be the same day that we have the administrative call that we just set up, Brent. So we could do the board meeting first, and then we can jump in.
We have that thing on the 26th. Will you be going back, or will you? Because that's Sunday.
Well, okay.
And so do you want to wait like until the 8th, and then have your trip be here the 8th, or because you'll be here on the 26th.
No, 26 for just being in Vegas at the game.
Yeah.
Were you thinking I'd come up?
Well, no, I didn't know. Are you just going to, but are you in Bullhead City now? Will you be there mostly?
I'm going to lose our house.
So at this point, like during that December, you'll be over there?
26, we're going to be in Bullhead with our family for Thanksgiving.
Right.
They leave that day, so we're going to come up to meet you guys for the game.
Right.
That Sunday.
Yeah. And then you just come back that Friday. That would work.
Either one.
Okay. Which is the first. The first. Okay. So why don't we schedule that for the first? We'll do it at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And then we can, after the board meeting, we can move into any administrative stuff, review,
okay.
You know, requisitions, whatever we need to do. So, okay. So we just need a motion then. To approve the tentative budget.
What time are we going to have that? 10 a.m.
If that's okay. If not, we can have it later in the day.
Maybe be a little later. That way, I don't have to get in at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Do you want to do 1:30 again, like we did this?
Yeah, let's do.
Okay. Shelby, is that okay for you? December 1st at 1:30.
December 1st. I have another call at 1:30.
I get 11 o'clock.
Okay. 11 would work. Thank you.
Okay. So December 1st at 11. Okay. So we just need a motion to approve the tentative budget and start the public hearing for that date.
So make a motion.
Okay. Thanks. Motion by Brent and second by Tim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
David is still silent, but that's okay. Okay, so that was approved, and that covers all of our formal business today. So, I heard an eye from David.
Oh, he pops up, doesn't he?
Thanks, David. Before we stop the recording, any other business we want to get on the record? We can visit afterwards if we need to as well.
We need to do that.
Okay. Thank you, Shelby. Thanks, David.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your week.
Okay. We'll see you. Bye. Oh, I'm sorry. We need a motion to adjourn. Let's do that quick.
Make a motion.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Motion by Brent, second by Tim. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, everybody.